Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kirk Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Glory, hallelujah to your glorious name, oh God. We thank you for this glorious morning, oh God, that you woke us up this morning, Lord God. We enter to your gates with thanksgiving, God. We enter your courts with praise, oh God, because we know, Lord God, that when in, Lord God, nothing, Lord God, will separate us from you, oh God. We come to, Lord God, magnify the audience of one, and that is you, Christ Jesus, oh God. We thank you on today, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning, oh God. You clothed us in our right minds, oh God, and you've allowed us, Lord God, to see another day, oh God. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy mercy towards us, oh God. Morning after morning, oh God, we will see brand new mercies, oh God. And so today, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can lift up a sound, Lord God, that we're clothed in our right minds, God, that we can open our eyes, that we can hear with our ears, God, and that we can speak with our mouth, God, and our limbs work, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your glorious name, God, and our functions of our organs. Oh, God, work. So, God, we thank you because of you, oh, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh, God, that is overshadowing all of us today, oh, God. It is you, Lord God, that we live and move and have our being, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that every battle that is being fought in this moment of our lives, oh, God, we can look to you right now, God, and know that the battle has been won. Oh, God, we thank you on today, God. We thank you that you are the healer of our minds and our bodies, oh God. You're the healer of our land, God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is your children's bread, God, and we thank you that you sent your word to heal, oh God. So heal us today, God. Many of us, Lord God, need you, oh God, like never before, God. Some of us, Lord God, may be going through turmoil, oh God, but we thank you, Lord God, that we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seen begging for bread, God. And so today, God, as we don't, Lord God, want anything else but you, oh God, show yourself strong and mightily on this line today, God. Let there be miracles and signs and wonders, oh God, and reveal your glory to your people, oh God. Reveal wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to those that have an ear to hear in the name of Jesus. And we push back, Lord God, the blinders, oh God, that once was covering over the eyes of your children, Lord God, and over those, Lord God, that is diligently seeking you, oh God, with their whole heart, God. We thank you that we can go into the enemy's camp in the mighty name of Jesus and snatch back everything, our joy, our peace, our love, our forgiveness, oh God. Yes, God, we thank you, oh God. For, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you don't want us to be in the same place as we was yesterday, God. So we come, Lord God, asking that you will renew our minds, renew our hearts in the name of Jesus. Renew, Lord God, everything that we need on today, God. For you,
oh God, can anoint us afresh and tear down, Lord God, every idol, every stronghold, every thought, Lord God, every imagination that comes against the knowledge of Christ in the name of Jesus, and bring the refreshing that your children need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, on today, God, that you're destroying the darkness, oh God, that we can walk in the light of you in the name of Jesus. And thank you for reminding us, oh God, that there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, as we repent of our sins, oh God, we thank you that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, God. We thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have given us, oh God. And so, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will forgive us of sins, knowing and unknowing, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, even if we did not repent yesterday, God, we thank you for your mercy that woke us up, God, to give us the ability, oh God, to come to you again and repent, oh God. We repent for ourselves. We repent for our family members. We repent, Lord God, for our loved ones. We repent, Lord God, for our neighbors, God. We repent for our communities, our neighborhoods, Lord God, the government officials, oh God, and those, Lord God, that are surrounding, that are working in the name of Jesus, those that work in the hospital, oh God. Oh God, they, Lord God, we repent for them in the name of Jesus, that did false executions, oh God, that did false works, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we forgive those in the funeral home, God. We forgive those, Lord God, in the police department, in the military, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, even those in the grocery store, God. Oh God, we ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you even, Lord God, allow us to repent, Lord God, for our cities and our communities, in the name of Jesus, our state and our country, and wherever we dwell in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to wipe our slate clean in the name of Jesus. For some of them don't know what they're doing, God, but they're being controlled by the demonic forces, oh God, that cause them, Lord God, to do the wrong things, oh God, instead of, Lord God, shutting it down in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for rejecting you. Oh Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, have mercy upon your children on today. Have mercy upon those, Lord God, that don't know what they do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we release them right now in the name of Jesus, for you have given us, Lord God, power, Lord God, after the Holy Ghost has come upon us, oh God. Lord God, so you give us also the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, God. So we loose, Lord God, oh God, forgiveness, Lord God, in our hearts to those that need it right now, God. We forgive those that has done wrong to us, oh God, in this fully use us in the name of Jesus. We, Lord God, release, Lord God, forgiveness, Lord God, to of Jesus. Wipe it clean right now in the name of Jesus. For you said in your word, if we confess our sins, God, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. God, you spoke to us not once but twice, oh God. Not twice but three times, oh God. So let your people, Lord God, be, oh God, attentive to what you're speaking on today, God, as you use the man of God on the day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that as he used as your mouthpiece in the name of Jesus, he will point and direct in the name of Jesus. For we need it all in the name of Jesus, for the perfecting of the saints in the name of Jesus. We need direction, God, because sometimes we don't know what to do. When we know what to do, sometimes we don't even do it, God. But God, we ask that you will send a refreshing, Lord God, of correctness to your people today, God. Bring down the destructions of the lives of the enemy in the name of Jesus, so that your people can see, so that your people can think, so that your people can walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for those, Lord God, that are tired of living in sin, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that when they come out, God, they shall be powerful in the Holy Ghost, because, God, they are the ones, Lord God, that will tread the ground, oh God, and reach those that are unreachable. Touch those, Lord God, that are untouchable, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch that man in the name of Jesus that is tired of drinking. Touch that woman, Lord God, that is tired of selling her body in the name of Jesus. Touch that young woman, Lord God, that is constantly having children, Lord God, from every other man, God, looking for love in the wrong places, oh God. Let her look to you, name of Jesus. Those that are using drugs, in the name of Jesus, satisfy their soul. You're the only one that can satisfy their soul. Hallelujah. You're the only one that can meet their needs, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you today, God, as we go throughout our day, God. Let the word that is being spoken today, God, let us hide it in our hearts, oh God, that we will not sin against you, oh God. Let us, Lord God, eat on it, Lord God, chew on it, man it, Lord God. Let it manifest in our bodies, oh God, that we will be able to share with men and women, just as the woman at the well, God. Let us run, oh God, as we hear the fresh word, the fresh manna, Lord God, the fresh water, oh God, the river of water, oh God, that we can drink from the well in the name of Jesus, that will never run dry, oh God. That is your word, Lord God. Your word is the bread of life, oh God, and your word, Lord, I drink, oh God, that we will drink from it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing today, God. Use, oh God, Prophet Laron Matthews in the name of Jesus to push back darkness in the name of Jesus in those areas, oh God, where you sent him in the name of Jesus. And we know that prayers can go further than what we can do, God. So we thank you that your angels are going, Lord God, on our behalf, oh God. We apply the word of God on the angels to go forth in the name of Jesus and fight off the fiery darts. Fight off everything, Lord God, that is not of you in the name of Jesus, that the man of God will come back, Lord God, empowered by your spirit, God. We pray for Chicago right now, God. We pray for Illinois right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the East Coast, God. We pray for the West Coast, God. We pray for the North and the South in the name of Jesus. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Let your people, Lord God, know that you're there, God, and that you will never leave them nor forsake them in the name of Jesus. We glorify you and we give you praise, oh God, for all that you're going to do, God, because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship you and we honor you. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your love, God. Thank you for the clarity, oh God, that's going to come forth on today, God. Thank you for refreshing your people on today, God. Thank you for freedom is reigning across us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the liberty, oh God, that we have in you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you on today, God. We magnify you, oh God. We exalt you, oh God. We magnify your glorious name, God. There is none like you and none beside you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you on today. Just begin to bless his name. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere, oh God. We'd rather be in your presence, oh God, and to hear from you on today, God. Shut down every illegal sound, God. Yes, God. That your people will hear the sound that comes forth out of the man of God's mouth. Let it be like fire shut up in our bones in the name of Jesus. Let it sweat off, Lord God. Let everything that is on us, Lord God, be sweated off for us in the name of Jesus. Let our flesh be under the subject of you in the name of Jesus, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord, oh God. We decrease, Father, so that you can increase in us, and we give you glory and honor and praise. You are matchless. You are holy. You are King of glory, O God. Arise, O God, that the enemies be scattered in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for being the glory and the honor and the praise, and we give you glory in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Atmosphere is changing. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The Spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky, chains will break. pages of shame, miracles unfolding at the mention of the name. Now God is the fleeing, mercy raining down, healing water flowing as I lift faith to
Hallelujah. God be the glory. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Prophetic Conference Line. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. We certainly thank God for each and every one of you tuning in this morning. We bless the Lord for what the Lord is doing in this hour. For certainly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and continually be glad in it. Ah, my God, what a powerful wind that is blowing this morning. Bless God for the opportunity to come to share from this place this morning. Amen. On the prophet's touch, we bless God for, amen, God touching our lives. And I'm going to always say, one touch from the Lord, your life will never be the same. Ask me how I know. Amen. He's done it for me. Amen. And God has no respect of person. And I certainly thank God. Early this morning, I bless the Lord for another rise in him. Amen. We certainly give honor to where honor is due. Amen. We give honor to the visionary, Dr. Matthew. We bless God for the man of God and all of his endeavors. We certainly thank God for those that work diligently behind the scenes. Administrator Bryant, bless you, woman of God. Dr. Wilkes, thank you for keeping the wheels spinning, woman of God. We bless God for you. Your labor is not in vain. Amen. Through much warfare, amen, we know that through what God is doing in and through your life, there's greatness always lies ahead of us. So I bless God for you on this morning. Thank you, Evangelist Piggott, daughter. Bless you, woman of God. Amen. For the woman of God that you are. amen, and what God is doing in and through your life in this hour and this season. We certainly bring greetings from Restoration Truth Ministries, a Ministry Without Walls in the lovely city of Hampton and Newport News, Virginia. Amen. Along with my wife, amen, my queen, Prophetess Eugenia Simmons, we bless God for, amen, what God is doing in this hour. Amen. People of God, don't you know that God is in control of everything in the midst of the wickedness, the evil, the chaos, the confusion? Amen. When you know, amen, as a child of God, that God is in control of everything, why do you fear? Amen. Why do you fear? Why do you doubt? Amen. Why do you walk in a place of unbelief? Amen. When you know, amen, the God that reigns supreme, the heavyweight champion of the world, the universe, and your life. Amen. I'm telling you, and I thank God for knowing him and serving him. There is a word from the Lord on today. Amen. And I thank God for affirmation, confirmation, and for the revealing. Tell somebody there's a prophetic release on this morning. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. As I always say, not the four walls of the building, but you. And I believe if you came with a spirit of expectancy this morning, I believe it, amen, it is breeding grounds for your miracle. Amen. So we bless the Lord on this morning. What a powerful God we serve. Amen. We believe that everything has already been established, so we're going to take you right into the scriptures. Amen. We'll go to some scriptures. I want to build from a historical place, and then I want to bring you up to a prophetic place. Amen. And I believe all of it will tie in, amen, to an apostolic place. Amen. So we just bless God for what God is revealing through the men and women of God in this hour. Amen. Y'all know that mantles have been released. Amen. And it is up to you to grab hold of to the mantles. And then when we come on mantles on your wall, we come on the mantles that God releases. Amen. So I thank God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that he's depositing and he's downloading in those that have made themselves available to be used by him. Amen. Get your title out of the way. Amen. It's the anointing in this hour, because yokes have to be destroyed. People have to be liberated. People have to receive their healing, their breakthrough. Amen. It ain't time to be playing church. It's time to become the church. And I'm going to show y'all something powerful this morning and through the scriptures that the Lord led me to. That's a little lengthy. Amen. So we want to draw your attention over to, amen, we're going to the Gospel of Matthew. So we're going to Matthew chapter 11. Then we're going to 1 Corinthians 12. And then we're going to Ephesians 4. Amen. For your hearing this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, I am in the winds of God. And as always encourage the church, you stay in the winds of God, man. I'm telling you, he will allow you to soar like eagles. Amen. You don't have to come down and run with them chickens. Amen. People keep right on pecking and clucking. Amen. Making a lot of noise until somebody talk is cheap in this hour. Amen. Your actions got to line up with your claim. Amen. Especially if you're claiming to be a believer in this hour. So I just bless the Lord. And today, the message, amen, that we're going to release is not popular, but it's definitely powerful and profound in this hour that we're in as believers, as God's church in the earth realm, okay? All right. Matthew chapter 11, amen, verse number 1. And it reads, and it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their city. Y'all hear that? Teach and preach. Amen. Because we definitely need teaching in this hour. And we certainly need preaching so people can get their deliverance, get their breakthrough. Amen. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Many of you have been looking in the wrong places. You've been looking for the wrong thing. You've been looking for the wrong sound. Amen. Verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto him, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. You got to hear and see in this hour, not only in the natural, but in the realm of the spirit. Amen. The blind receive their sight. These are the miracles. And the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. As they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, what went ye out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, a more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, somebody say until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Amen. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. All right, we want to go over to 1 Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 for your hearing. I'm going to start at verse number 1. I'm going to read this from the New King James Version. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Y'all know there have been a lot of ignorance in the church over the years, centuries, and decades. But now that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities, gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. All right, let's go over to Ephesians chapter number 4. Amen. I want to start at verse number 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Verse 7, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. Tell somebody I'm free today. And gave gifts to men. Now, this he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens. He might fill all things, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For what? For the equipment of the saints, ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, my God, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. You better wake up in this hour. But seeking the truth in love may grow up in all things, who is the head, that's Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to working with every part does its share. Tell somebody, amen, you have to know that you're important in the body, you're important in the kingdom, causes growth. Defined of itself in love. Amen. We want to release this prophetic word to you this morning that I heard the Lord say. Amen. He said, tell my people, a kingdom mindset produces kingdom manifestation. A kingdom mindset produces kingdom manifestation. Now go ahead and prophesy to yourself this morning and say, I am a force to be reckoned with. The Lord says when you become this, you become that. He has plan and purpose for your life. Let me say it again. The Lord said, when tell the people, when you become this, you will become that. He has plan and purpose for your life. So as a man thinketh, so is he. Morning for this opportune time that we come to stand before these your people to decree and declare your holy and righteous word. Father, I pray that I would decrease this morning, that you will increase. I pray that I would get out of the way, God, that you get in the way. Father, I pray that it will be your words today, God, the oracles of you that will be released out of my mouth. God, that it will be the miracles that your people stand in need of. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, you're breaking up the fallow grounds of your people's heart. Give them an ear to hear what your spirit is saying in this hour. Father, that the words, God, that be sown today, God, they will make it applicable to their lives. And Father, they will see the manifestation of your glory being revealed for their lives. Father, I thank you on this morning for being God and being God all by yourself. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. For you have reminded us, God, that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. In all thy getting, get understanding. I thank you for understanding in this hour, God. Understanding my place, my position, and my posture in you. Understanding your kingdom, God, what you have placed inside of us. And Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that there will be no backlash, no retaliation that would come not this word on today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that the people of God will see you, God, oh God, in your glory. They will see you, God, in your power. They will see you in your anointing. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus, where they sit, they stand, they lay. Father, I pray that you will meet them where they are on today according to their faith. Father, I thank you, God, for doing it for these, your people today. And I decree and I declare it by faith. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are strength and our redeemer. To God be the glory on this morning. Amen. Again, the Lord say, tell the people, when you become this, you will become that. He has plan and purpose for your life. So as a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. A kingdom mindset produces kingdom manifestation. I am a force to be reckoned with. Let me first take y'all back historically, as I share with amen through a teaching on the other Thursday with local assembly, amen, because sometimes we forget, sometimes we don't understand, and sometimes we just don't know. And this is why I was sharing with them in this hour that you have to know that you know, amen, because we just go based on sometimes what we see with our natural eyes, and we go based on with our natural ears what we have been told. And y'all know we have been told some stuff, amen, that had been lied. Y'all know that we have been sold some stuff, amen, and we bought it, amen. And it really did not connect or tie in to the kingdom of God, amen. We did it from what we call a religious or from a churchy place, amen. That's all we knew from growing up, childhood, amen, to most of our adulthood, what we seen what church supposed to be like or what church looked like. Amen. But when you really come into a place of kingdom, amen, I'm talking about the kingdom of God, because I said many times we can operate from so many different places. Amen. You can operate from the kingdom of darkness. You can operate from the kingdom of light. You can operate from the animal kingdom. You can operate from all these other kingdoms. But as believers, we should be operating from the kingdom of God in the earth realm. Amen. That's why Jesus taught his disciples so well. Amen. Pray to the Father. Let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And as a believer, when you come into maturity spiritually, amen, in your development, amen, spiritually, as a child of God, as men and women of God, as the people of God, you will understand your identity in the kingdom of God, amen, to execute what? all right? Show you how things begin to shift, amen, as I share with them the first church, amen, was built in America, amen, in 1521 by the, amen, it was the Cathedral of San Juan Bautista by the Spanish settlers, amen, and they was, amen, it was the Roman Catholicism, amen, and that's why we got a lot of Roman Catholic churches, amen, on the rise, amen, that had been releasing their doctrine over centuries and decades, amen, and then we had what we call the Native Americans. The Native Americans started religion in America, amen, and the Native Americans, through spirituality, and that's where they would believe in what we call reincarnation spiritists, amen. They believe in going into animals after people, the loved ones, the ancestors die, amen. They believe in that. That's how we got spirituality, and all of that comes through the Native Americans in America. And then you had in the 16th and 17th centuries, you had what Christianity was established by the Europeans in America. And then authors and scholars agree that the first printed Bible in America in 1663, amen, was at the Cambridge, Massachusetts printing house. So when you do your research on history and bring you up to speed, and that's why I always say this, that most of the time in our culture as a black people, as the Negroes, amen, sometimes we don't understand our history. And that's why the old saying say history is such as repeat itself when you don't pass the test. Amen. And that's why you see many things still happening in the earth realm, because many people didn't come into their true identity as a believer. And things have shifted over the period of time. So we took on religion, we took on tradition, we took on certain things, amen, that were passed on from generation to generation. So we began the establishment of the movements that began, amen, to unfold in the realm. So we just took it on. Amen. Until you come into your identity in the kingdom of God to understand that you have the kingdom of God in you, amen, for it to be manifested in the earth realm. Amen. I thank God for, amen, life lessons learned. I thank God for the trials of life. I thank God for the teachings and the different things, whether I was taught wrong or whether I was taught right. I thank God for my relationship with them that bring me into this place now to understand the revelation. Don't y'all know that according to the Bible in Proverbs 29 and 18, it says where there's no vision, amen, many translations say where there's no vision, but when it says vision, means revelation. Where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Amen. Is he, blessed is he that keepeth the law. The law of what? God's word. Amen. The law of the spirit which God gives us. That's why the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. And we're going to show you today, taking on a kingdom mindset and how it produces kingdom manifestation and how you are a force to be reckoned with. Well, you might say, well, I don't walk in the fivefold ministry gifts. I don't walk in the office. I don't walk in this. I don't. But as a believer, you have to know that you got power. You got to know that you've been called for this. Oh, glory. All right. So, speaking from a prophetic place, a kingdom mindset. Most of us know that when, according to Philippians 2 and 5, amen, that the Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's kingdom, and that's a mindset. Many people still have their mindset or have the mindset of others instead of have the mindset of the kingdom. Because anytime you take on the mindset of God, which is the counsel, the will of God, then God will change everything that you see. Everything that you hear, God will begin to change it. Amen. And then you will begin to see the manifestation of the kingdom being produced for your life. As an event, action, or object that clearly shows or embodies something. Tell somebody I'm on display this morning. Amen. As a believer, as the church, you are on display. Even when you understand that you are a force, God said, remind the people that they are a force to be reckoned with. Because the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. A force is a strength or energy as an attribute of physical action or movement. I thank God for movement. I thank God for momentum in the realm of the spirit. Because anytime, the man of God said something powerful last night to confirm the word. Because he said anytime that he's in movement, when you're in movement, people of God, you don't stand still as a target for the enemy to hit you. So your mind, when you have a kingdom mindset, you're always in movement. The kingdom of God is in movement, beloved. So that's why when the enemy, when you're moving, the enemy can't hit you. Oh, glory. Because as long as you stand still, he'll keep right on talking to your mind to take over your mind. Hallelujah. So the Lord say, there first must be, and the woman of God, she prayed it this morning. Thank you, daughter. There's six words I want to release this morning prophetically. Amen. And many of you have probably heard it, amen, over the past several years. Six words. Number one, it's going to be repentance. Number two, it's going to be recall. Number three, it's going to be the resetting. Number four, it's going to be the realigning. Number five, it's going to be the repositioning. And number six, it's going to bring you back to the recovery. Oh, Shabbat. Because in the repentance, beloved, you got to understand what repentance is. It's the actual process of repenting for what? Misdeeds or moral shortcomings. Beloved, this has already been made possible for whoever that will accept, amen, the fact that they are a sinner through the atonement of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's why we needed a Savior to come, because our moral conduct or our acts that we have presented before God. But I say, God, while we are in the church world, while we are in the kingdom, I say many believers have to come to a place of repentance. Have to come to a place of repentance because of the things that we're sometimes challenged with. I call them life distractions, or I call them life issues. And that's why we say you got to guard your heart, because the heart is desperately wicked. Who shall know it? Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Wait a minute. I don't think y'all didn't hit me. Amen. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. I hear some texting going on. My wife, she know I don't like to be shipping, but it's okay because I don't think y'all can hear me. But it's bless the Lord on today. Amen. So we're dealing with this word repentance. Amen. For to get us back to a place, because sometimes we don't know. You can, amen, find yourself in a place of word, deed, or whatever it is. You can take on some things that you may not even come to the knowledge of the truth. And this is why the Bible said we're forever learning, but ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So that's why repentance is key. It's key for the unbelievers and it's key for the believer, because the unbeliever has to repent. We all have to repent to come into a place, amen, into the kingdom. And if you're in the kingdom, and you, God already knew that we weren't going to be perfect, amen, but he wanted to perfect that what was in us. Amen. So we have to understand the place of repentance. So that's why through the bloodshed, through the atonement of Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice, brought us to a place of what? Repentance. Amen. When we receive it into our lives, amen, we can walk worthy, amen, of the calling that he has on our lives. Amen. Now, this is why, beloved, many cliches, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, during the pandemic. But in this hour, beloved, it still brings forth, amen, accuracy, clarity for the believer. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Now, that's number one. And then number two, seek my face. And what? Number three, turn from your wicked ways. He says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We need healing in this land. Not only healing in the natural, physical land, but we need healing in our bodies. Most of us are challenged with some things that come from warfare. Yeah, warfare, because anytime you're set out, amen, to do the work for the kingdom, warfare is going to come. But I always remind the people sometimes of unnecessary warfare, amen? And so we don't need unnecessary warfare, but when you know you're on the right path,
You know that you're tuned in, you're plugged in, you're connected to the kingdom of God. You're in operation of the kingdom of God. You're exercising your power and your authority in the earth realm. You know the kingdom of darkness don't like you. So he's going to send everything that he can against you. He's going to send those that are close to you, those that you love, amen, that's going to come to try to be us before you. So that's why, beloved, in this hour, you got to stay in that place of God. My people, you are his people, which are called to humble themselves and pray and seek and turn from the wicked ways. He says, then what I hear from heaven. Many people want, amen, God to speak. Amen. They want to God to release from heaven. Tell somebody to get ready for the prophetic release. Amen. That God will forgive our sin and he will heal our land. Amen. Not only heal the natural land or the physical land, but he will heal us as a people. He will heal us as a body. Amen. You into a place of now recall. Recall, bring, amen, a fact or situation back into one's mind. That's remembering. That's why I always say, amen, rewind for remind, because sometimes we can easily forget from where God brought us from. Amen. You know how it is when somebody get to, amen, that glory state or to get to that place, amen, that it feel like they arise. It's like it's all about them. Come on, beloved. In this hour, in this season we in, there has to be a recall. Amen. A recall. Recall to put us back to that place where God first established us. That's why I always use an example about a recall on manufacture. Manufacturers send the recall out on a product, amen, when the product might be malfunctioning. That's why we said there is what we call a deformation or a deformity, or there's a malfunctioning in the body. When we say the body, talking about the body of Christ, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. I know we got many denominations. Division is good to a certain degree, amen, because that's how God divided your body, your natural body. Amen. He divided. He put the head in place. He put everything in its natural places. Amen. For it to be what? Effective and functioning. Amen. But we know some deformities can hit. Amen. And then we need the healing, or we need the recorrection, amen, that will bring the recall for our lives. Amen. That's why John 15 and 16 said, you have not chosen me, but chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. To bear fruit in this hour, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. You know, it's still in the asking, the seeking, and the knocking. Ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. You've just been asking the wrong people. Amen? For the recall. Because many times we got recall on our vehicles. Amen. And you are a vehicle in the earth realm for the kingdom of God. That's why the kingdom of God has been suffering violence, but the violent need to take it by force. We're not saying take it by force by religion. We're not saying take it by force by your denomination. We're not saying take it force by your title, but we're saying take it by force in the kingdom of God and what God has mandated and signed for your life. Come on, apostles, arise. Prophets, arise. Come on, evangelists, arise. Come on, pastors and teachers, arise. Arise to the occasion that God would get the glory out of our lives. Told y'all why God shifted the church. Amen. He had to put the church on pause to bring you out of them buildings. Because man was taking his glory. He said he will not share his glory with no man. Tell somebody the recall has been in place. And now many people still trying to go back to the same place. And God said, I put a recall on you. Now you better wake up and get it right. I'm trying to make things right. So, beloved, and this is why he pushes into a place of resetting. So when God resets us, that means he set in place again to adjust us. There have been some adjustment. That's why people got to be disconnected out of your life, amen, because they become a stumbling block or they become a hindrance to you. Sometimes you want to hold on to it, but God is what? Resetting you, amen, for his glory. God is resetting and reestablishing things for our lives so that he will get the glory out of our lives. That's why I always remind the people, man, you don't need to be carrying no dead weight. Amen. If you find out that people don't want to go where you're going and people can't go where you're going, you need to shake them off, cut them loose. That's why divinely in this hour, in order to take it by force, you can't take nothing by force if you do not Spirit of God, if you're not filled with his power. Oh, God, tell somebody get ready for the prophetic release. The prophetic release is here. Resetting to adjust your life. Amen. You got to get into a place where God can readjust your life. Amen. Just like John the Baptist. Amen. He was the one crying in the wilderness. Amen. He was a prototype of Elijah crying in the wilderness, paving the way for Jesus Christ in his coming. Paving the way for his Christ that the prophets prophesied about coming. So this is why God is raising up now a company of Elijah. Amen. Paving the way for Jesus Christ's second coming. We don't know when he's coming, but he's coming. Whether you want to believe it or not. I know they said for years, centuries, and decades that it was coming. They were given specific dates and times. Amen. Nobody know the date nor the time, but he will send signs in the earth realm to let us know he's coming. Look at how unprecedented things is happening in the earth realm, beloved. Amen. Whoever seen something like this in their life that's happening around our lives? People of God, these are signs in the earth realm, in the heavenly, to let us know. We have to be what? Be reset so we can be in place to what? To reveal the kingdom of God in the earth. The manifestation. Amen. Not the manifestation of the fruits or the works of the flesh, but the manifestation of the works of the Spirit. Amen. As love, joy, peace. Y'all know, many of you know the fruits of the Spirit. A lot of times we don't see that in God's church. I'm talking about God's church, not your church now. Because your church, many people put their name on their church. Amen. And so it's their church. They're the founder and everything. Amen. So you're going to get what you get. That's from you. Amen. But when you're in the kingdom of God, God's church, God's house, a house of prayer, you made it a den of thieves. That's what Jesus said. Reset. Resetting us to bring us into a place what we call realigning. Realigning to align again. One position to with regard to person, organization, or cause. It's a cause. It's a kingdom cause. And that's why I share with the people of God, amen, anytime you want to feel the kingdom after effect, get into the kingdom. Because there's always an after effect when it comes to the kingdom. Amen. Just ask Paul and Silas. Amen. When God shook the foundation of the prison. Amen. There was an after effect that came. Amen. The realigning because they kept praying and they kept singing praises unto God. When God loosed them from the bands and opened up the doors of the prison, tell somebody this is the hour that God has opened up the doors, amen, to my mind, the doors to my heart. Prison is being, it's been released now. It's being opened up now where I've been incarcerated in imprisonment of my mind. This is why you have to take on a kingdom mindset, a religious mindset. Amen. I always say religion will put you in bondage, but a relationship will give you the revelation. It will release you into the mysteries, the secrets of the kingdom of God to help you understand your identity as a believer in the earth realm. Amen. So you won't back up, have a drawback spirit. So you won't be timid or you won't walk in fear. Amen. God has not given us a spirit of fear, beloved, but he gave us love, power, and of a sound mind. Sound mind, that means a mind that is stayed on him, a mind, amen, indoctrinated by the kingdom of God. Amen. Not doctrinated by religion or doctrinated by men's doctrine. Amen. That shifted what? The scope or the dynamics of the kingdom of God. That's why I love what Jesus said and gave Peter over into Matthew chapter 16, right by the 13th verse. He asked the disciple, Jesus asked him a question. Who do men say that I am? John the Baptist, some say Isaiah or one of the prophets. But he said, who do you say that I am? He asked him a personal question because they walk close to him. That's why when you walk close to your leaders, walk close with the men and women of God that you know you're in covenant relationship with, you know who they are in the realm of the Spirit. Because the Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit with the singular versus the spirits, which are plural. Amen? Many people connected to spirit and don't realize, amen, that they're not connected to the Spirit of God. Amen. They look at the status quo. They look at the numbers. They look at the height or the popularity of church. So that's why they can play church or imitate church or be entertained by church instead of what? Make an impact or have an encounter with God, amen, that they can be the one that God has called for this hour, amen, to bring change in the earth realm. Tell somebody I'm on display. Hallelujah. Realigning When he realigns us, he now brings us to repositioning. Repositioning is the process of changing the way that people think about a product, service, or company. How do you think about God? How do you think about the kingdom of God, beloved? Amen. The kingdom of God is in you. So this is why we said earlier when God gave the revelation or released the prophetic word, so as a man thinketh, so is he. So whatever you're thinking in this hour, in this season, so is he. Amen. Position us. You have to prophesy to yourself, I'm positioned for the kingdom of God. When you're positioned for the kingdom of God, you can take dominion, you can take your authority in the earth realm as believers. Amen. As I always say, you ain't got to worry about going to heaven. Heaven is already a promise to you, amen, if you live right, if you live holy. Because the Bible says without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Many people go miss heaven because of without holiness. Amen. Because we don't entertain, amen, some things, amen, that's not godly. We don't entertain some things, amen, or connected to some things that's not of God. Amen. So this is why we have to repent. So God can deal with our hearts and deal with our minds to bring us back to a place of repositioning. Now position you back as a believer. So when you walk in your power and your authority, when you walk among your family, they say, man, that's a man of God. That's a woman of God. That's a child of God. I can't touch them. I can't say nothing against them. Amen. Because they are a man or woman of God. So this is why when you know who you are in the kingdom of God, people of God, amen, whether God call you, amen, just to be a believer, amen, you're still necessary to the kingdom of God. Amen. You're not just a number. You're a necessity in the kingdom of God. Amen. You're powerful in the kingdom of God. But you have to stay in that place, amen, of repositioning so God can use you for his glory. Amen. Well, how do you stay in that place of repositioning? Lord, here am I. Lord, I make myself available to you. Pour in me, God, your wisdom. Pour into me your knowledge. Pour into me your understanding. And this is, people of God, where you come to submit. You come to submit to serve. Amen? To serve. You're serving the kingdom of God. Amen? You just don't look at it from where I'm serving this man, I'm serving this woman. You're serving the kingdom of God. Because if the kingdom of God is in that man of God or that woman of God, then you're serving the kingdom of God. Whatever local ministry, local church that you're a part of, that's what your servitude is. You're a servant in the kingdom of God because you're a friend with God. Amen? Positions us, amen, because your gifts, your talent that you bring, amen, to take it by force. Amen. Our world needed in this hour. They don't need to see competing competition. They don't need to see envy and jealous among us. Don't you know that's why they gave up church and didn't want church? Amen. We know that many claim that the pandemic was an excuse or the pandemic was an excuse for them to leave the four walls of the building. Amen. Because they were tired of playing church. They were tired of church folks. They were tired of religious folk. They were tired of hearing the same old cliches. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. And that's why John had to send two disciples out, amen, to ask Jesus, are you the one or do we look for another? See, in this hour, you got to know what you're looking for. Oh, glory. You got to know what you're looking for. See, people are looking, amen, all in the wrong places, amen, when God already set before you what you need. Oh, my God. Tell somebody, amen, a kingdom mindset produces kingdom manifestation. You got to prophesy to yourself on this morning, I am a force to be reckoned with. Why do you think the enemy keep messing with you? Amen? If you don't go through no warfare or deal with challenges or different things that come, amen, to hit your life, amen, then the enemy already got you. But when he recognized that you are forced to be reckoned with, he going to send all his imps out. As I shared with the intercessors, amen, on the other night, amen, stand your watch because you are annihilators in the realm of the spirit. You are assassins in the realm of the spirit. You are snipers in the realm of the spirit. So don't you think that the enemy don't like you because you're a target, amen, that's trying to target his kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, to take down his imps, his works, amen? So that's why the enemy always come against you. But you have to know, beloved, if God be for us, who can be against us? Know that you're on the right path. Know that you are in the right state of mind. Mindset. Your mind ain't religious because religious, that's repetitive stuff. Amen. You're doing old rituals. Amen. You're going through the same old emotional hikes. When God said, I'm waiting to release the mysteries of my kingdom,
I'm waiting to release the miracles for your life. Because many people don't even believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, that they don't say, that they don't follow no more. Amen. But God, people of God, in this hour, the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence must take it by force until we come into the unity of the faith. Coming to the unity of the faith. What's that faith? That's the faith of the kingdom of God. Your now faith has to be what? Connected to the faith in the kingdom of God. That's why many times you can't be moved by what you see. You got to be moved by what you hear. And hearing is a sound. And that's why we say, people of God, in this hour, what's sacred for the believer is the spirit, the sound, and the sacrifice for us in this hour. It's a 911, beloved. Come on, apostles, arise. Come on, prophets, rise. Come on, evangelists, arise. Come on, pastors and teachers, arise. It's critical for us to let the Spirit of God have his way. I don't care how many doctorate degrees you have. I don't care how many schools you go to. I don't care how much philosophy you know. Beloved, it has to be the Spirit of God that navigates us in the earth realm in order for us to overthrow and overtake the kingdom of darkness in the earth realm. We lose it too many of our young people in our communities, in our cities, in our nations, in this region. That's why we need authentic men and women of God. Boldness. Position in the kingdom of God. Have a kingdom mindset and keep on moving. This is why we say, Team Simmons, we on the move. Ain't no stopping us now. Team RTM, we on the move. Ain't no stopping us now. Amen. We don't look at church as being stuck and stagnated. We look at church as a movement, because it's kingdom been manifested in the earth realm, so we can bring forth fruit. And this is why I always say to the people, we're not here to build buildings, we're here to build lives. Because if we build lives, that means people become effective in the earth realm for their families. They become effective in the earth realm for their community. They become effective in the earth realm for our city, our region, and this nation. We need some entrepreneurs. We need men and women of God for the kingdom of God to be working in the White House. We need men and women of God to be working in government. We need men and women of God that are not afraid to exercise their authority in the earth realm. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Positioning. God will bring you to a place of recovery. Many of you felt you lost a lot of things. We lost loved ones during 2020, 2021, 2022, and still losing loved ones. Amen. Whether loved ones in our family, loved ones of friendship, in relationships, we're still losing people. Amen. Whether we're losing people to death or we're losing people, amen, for ministries and churches, because the enemy has targeted their minds and put them in a state of depression, anxiety, put them in a place of confusion, put them in a place of frustration, aggravation, put them in a place, amen, that they feel like they are lost, feel like no one is there, feel like, amen, they just, amen, can't survive, they feel like they can't make it, but the devil is a liar. Come on and tell somebody, amen, I take on a kingdom mindset. If I take on a kingdom mindset, kingdom manifestation will come forth, because I am a child of God. And whatever the enemy said about me, the devil is a liar, because I am a man of God. I'm a servant of God, and I stand true to God's word. I stand true to the Spirit of God. I stand true to the anointing of God. So, beloved, in this hour, you got to prophesy to yourself, recovery, recovery, recovery is here. You know how it is when you go through surgery. You know how it is when you go through operation. And when you come out, they set you in what they call the recovery room. Tell somebody, I'm in the recovery now. I'm in the recovery of everything that the enemy has tried to take from me. He didn't take my life, because I'm still here. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violence take it by force. Come on, people of God, arise to the occasion in this hour and recover. Return to a normal state of health, mind, or strength. Come on, the action or process of regaining possession or control of something stolen or lost. Recover, recover, recover your mind, recover your heart, recover your spirit, recover your life, recover your anointing, recover your power, recover the glory to us, of God. You know, distraction will come. We know circumstances and situation will arise. But Jesus said it so profoundly. He said, in this world, you shall have tribulation. He said, in me, you shall have peace, because I already overcame the world. And this is why we say, if you're in the world, amen, beloved, as a believer, you're going to have tribulation. But in him, beloved. Amen. That's the kingdom, because the kingdom is supposed to be in you if you take it on the mind of Christ. And you should have peace. Oh, God, help me to sleep at night. Give me a peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't know who I'm prophesying to this morning. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. I don't know who I'm ministering to this morning. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. Beloved, you got to rise to the occasion and recover. Recover everything. He tried to steal and take your marriage. He tried to take your health. But the devil is a liar, because he said, I sent my word to heal them, telling healing is my portion today. Y'all grab hold to it, beloved. I'm telling you, in this hour, let the manifestation of God be revealed in the earth realm. People want to see the light coming forth. So you got to come out of darkness in order for the light to shine back into darkness. Darkness and darkness, amen, will give you darkness. But when light shines in the darkness, darkness got to go. Amen. So this is why you are a force to be reckoned with. Beloved, come on in this hour and recognize who you are in the kingdom of God. Amen. You just got to continue, amen, to move in the things of God. You got to continue to prevail in the things of God. This is why the Bible says, according to 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Get out of the way. As I always say to the church, when you get out of the way, God will get in the way. When you decrease, he'll increase. So his will, when his will is in place, then you'll understand the purpose and plan that God has for your life, because he already knew you when you was in your mother's womb. You were born a prophet. Amen. Not as even if you were called to be a prophet, but even when you were born in your mother's womb, God already knew you. All right. Beloved, recover what the enemy thought he had stolen from you. Amen. He got to give it back to you sevenfold over. So in this hour, whatever he took from you, just looking right straight in the face and telling him, devil, you are a liar. I'm recovering everything that the kingdom has for me in this hour. It belongs to me. So I prophesy this morning to the people of God. Rise to the occasion. I prophesy to the early, to the young prophets. Rise to the occasion. Decree and declare what thus said the Lord. Don't be ashamed of their faces. Cry loud and spare not in this hour, beloved. I pray that the gospel will continue to build from that place of the kingdom. I pray that the evangelists will continue to gather the lost souls. Amen. I remember my wife say, amen, we don't want no what we call, amen, rehab saints. Amen. We rehab Christians. Amen. We want some unsaved folks so they can give their life to the Lord, so they can be what? Effective for the kingdom of God. Because these will be your best disciples. These will be your best, amen, service, amen, for the kingdom of God. Because if you keep right on getting recycled believers, recycled Christians, amen, you'll keep right on staying in the process. You'll keep right on going through that thing over and over and over and over again. But, beloved, in this hour, you got to rise to the occasion, amen, in this hour, beloved, and take it by force. It is back. Take your reasons back. Take your identity back. I know that man told you'll never amount to nothing. I know they told you you'll never be anybody. I know that the enemy spoke into your life and told you you'll never get the promotion. You'll never get the increase, but the devil is a liar. Tell somebody, God is expanding my territory. And that's why you got to make room for God at this hour. Amen. You got to make room for God at this hour. Amen. And let God give you what he needs in this hour. He's the only one can give you to meet you where you at in your life. You thought it was man. Man can't do what God can do. Let the manifestation of God come forth. Be in a place, in a position. Amen. You don't have to be in a place to say, well, I don't speak well. You don't have to be in a place to say, well, I don't know this and I don't know that. But if you take on the kingdom mindset, while you're going up the hill, you can't look back down the hill. Amen. Because you'll never get up the hill by looking down the hill. Oh, cool. You got to keep looking up the hill. And that's why one of my mottos, I said, I minister people of God. Amen. If you stay focused, stay on course and stay alert, you'll get to your destination. You'll recognize even the enemy for afar off. So that's why you have to know that you have the power and the authority that God has given us in the earth realm. The first Adam them lost that place. Power. With a lot of stuff today, but God didn't leave us in a place of ignorance. He didn't leave us in a place of separation. Amen. That's why he gave us a Savior, the second Adam, to come back to give us the power and the authority and the dominion that he gave us in the earth realm. The believers, amen, taken down. Why they are operating from fear when they should be moving in faith. Why are you operating from a place of the world when you should be operating from a place of the Word? The Word should be in you because of the kingdom. The kingdom feeds off the Word because the Word is Him in you. Amen. And that's why you have power, amen, when the Holy Ghost come on you and in you. Amen. That's why you're able to do great exploits in the earth realm. You don't take down because, amen, of the big names. You don't take down because of who this is and who that is. You are a child of God in the kingdom of God.
Hi.
Beloved, when you understand this place, amen, God says He will take you to this for the purpose and the plan that He has for your life. Because He's the one that created you. He created you in the image and likeness of Him. But because the shifting of the enemy, the shifting of man's doctrine, the shifting of religion, the shifting of the things that's in the world, shifted many of us. But tell somebody, I got to shift back. When you shift back, beloved, I'm telling you, and take on a kingdom mindset, I'm telling you, God will take you to higher heights, deeper depths. God will take you to places, amen, you'll never imagine. Because the deep calls into the deep, and the deep reveals what? The secret things of God. By what? His Spirit. So we just bless the Lord on today for the kingdom release, the prophetic release for the people of God in this hour. Social media is blowing up. People having platforms and pleasurizing and trying to do the same old stuff, same old stuff. So come on, people of God, tell somebody it's time to be real in this hour. Amen, get the real deal. Amen, I gave an example to the people of God on Thursday night, and I said, if you had two, amen, look alike. They look just alike, identical. I said, how will you know which one is authentic and which one is fake? You have to have your kingdom discernment. Amen. When your kingdom discernment is on, you'll know which one, amen, is authentic and you'll know which one is fake. You'll know it. You'll recognize it from afar off. Sometimes you got to get a closer look. Amen. You'll look at it real good. Always mess with the ladies about their pocketbooks. Amen. You better know you're getting the real Michael Kors. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes a letter might be spelled wrong, a letter might be missing or something off. Hallelujah. When something off, beloved, you ain't got authenticity. You ain't got the real deal. That's why we need the kingdom mindset so we can understand what's authentic in the earth realm so we won't move by what I heard the Lord say, the anti. The anti is being released in the earth realm, the anti-Christ. That's the anti-spirit. It's being released to what? Deceive what? Many. That's why the enemy come to wear out the saints of the Most High. So people of God, take everything back that the enemy took from you. You have that power, you have that authority, and God is giving you that dominion in the earth realm. So we bless the Lord on today. Amen. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God on today. A kingdom mindset produces kingdom manifestation. I am a force to be reckoned with. Mess with me if you want to. Amen. All right. All right, Minister Eddie, we'll take a commercial announcement, and then we'll come back and open up the line.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
God bless you, Apostle Simmons, and God bless everyone that's listening on the line this morning. And we welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room and on Blog Talk Radio and the conference line on this morning. Please keep these following announcements in mind. On the third Sunday in every month, we've adopted as the third as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can mail at WeRestoreU@Yahoo.com. If you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area this weekend, please join Dr. Matthews at the REACH Conference. That's the 19th through the 21st. It's the World Shakers Church, and it's at 55 Buford Highway Northeast in Suwanee, Georgia. For more information, you could go to worldshakerschurch.com. August the 28th, Dr. Matthews will be back in Atlanta for Preach the Word Worldwide Network TV Gala. The tickets are $150, and if you would like to support the men of God and Preach the Word Worldwide Network TV, you can go to www.ptwntv.com. Also, September 11th, Dr. Matthews will be in Chicago, Illinois. He's coming to Kingdom Connection Ministries International. This is their first church anniversary celebration. And if you desire to know more information, please call 708-733-5777. That's 708-733-5777. September 16th through the 18th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to San Antonio, Texas for Bridging the Gap Birth of Conference, hosted by our very own Prophetess Tina Rice. For more information, please call Prophetess Rice at 210-849-6182. Again, that number is 210-849-6182. September 23rd to the 24th, Southfield, Michigan, Dr. Matthews is headed your way, hosted by Prophetess Epps. More information is forthcoming. October the 28th through the 30th is the Family Values Conference 2022 and the birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews. If you desire to know more about any of these announcements, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027. Also, if you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. Please call us at 877-912-2027, or you can call the local ministry at 708-825-1988 or you can give us a email to LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you, Apostle.
All right. God bless you as well, administrators. All right, people of God, let us govern ourselves according. Let's continue to pray for the man of God. Amen. And all his travels and endeavors. Amen. And doing what thus says the Lord. We bless the Lord on today. All right. Amen. All right, administrator, you have anything over in the chat room before we go to the blog talk?
Just several comments.
Several
comments on this morning, man of God, and how the Word blessed them. Of course, we welcome the group of young prophets that visit every third Saturday morning. We thank God for them, and we welcome everyone that's listening online as well.
Amen. All right. Well, we bless, amen, the people of God over there. Bless the young prophets. Amen. We thank God for men and women of God will stay in a place of being taught, trained, and equipped for the work of ministry to be effective in the earth realm for God's glory, that we won't take down to just anything. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They're falling for anything and won't take a stand. If you won't take a stand, amen, for something, you'll fall for anything. And many are falling. I'm talking about from the church world now. They're falling for many things.
Good morning, this is Evangelist Teagley. Bless you on today.
Bless you, woman of God.
Okay, so the woman of God just mentioned what I was going to ask you to do. And it was about the 6 points that you made. I wanted to put that in my journal. Can you repeat those for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It was repentance, recall, setting, positioning, recovery.
Okay. There's some things happening in my business that's propelling now, preparing to open my doors, and a lot of this that you're saying, those things is coming to light. So thank God for this.
Amen. And this is what the Lord says
woman of God. Today is 8 months and the 20th day of the 2022nd year. He says we have 12 days in the 8th month, which many on the Gregorian calendar is new beginnings, but transitioning over into the 9th month, which is birthing. This is why God is going to birth many things for many people that made themselves available, amen, in this hour. So, woman of God, you are one of the ones that God is going to do some powerful things in and through. He's going to even take you, woman of God, into the corporate world arena. Amen. Your entrepreneurship is on your life, and because you are rooted and grounded in the kingdom of God, you have a kingdom mindset, and the thing that God will continue to download and deposit in you, it will be phenomenal in this hour for your life. God is going to blow your mind. You're not going to be in need or what we could say in lack for anything. Finances is not going to be a problem for you. Sowing is not going to be a problem for you. Woman of God, I'm telling you, God is going to blow your mind. You just stay right there in that place with him.
Hallelujah. I receive that, man of God. Bless you on today. I receive that dream. I've had visions. He's leading me in such a supernatural way in the background of what he wants to come into the forefront. Things are lining up, and it's like on 55 plus. So I receive that. Bless you on today. And thank you so much for sharing.
Amen. Bless you as well. Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. Shukorabakata. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
God is there.
Amen. I believe you're driving, woman of God, but I wish you was in a place where you could blow that shofar, the sound of repentance. Amen. And a sound of renewal, releasing the prophetic release.
I will go and get it. It's funny. I'm here.
All right. Bless the Lord.
On you. Meditation time. So I am right here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Found that the Lord has for the body.
Thank you, Father. Yes, God.
Were you calling, man of God, for the ram as a repentance or the shofar?
The sound of repentance? Yes. And then
we
can release the shofar.
Okay, let me see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got to work on this a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. We thank you.
Yes, Father.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The pierce, hallelujah, of the retention, Father God, your Yesterday, because I kept having this infection that I felt in my throat, and it comes to find out that I had to put on antibiotics on yesterday because it was affecting my sinuses, so I get dry quick. But I knew it was an attack. That's why I understood what you were saying on when you know you're in God's way and will, it will come. So I don't think this is strange, but I'm fighting through it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, I'm not sick. It does dry my throat like somebody just rubbed it with a towel. That's what I sound like this book. Day 5 of trying to come through it. But I blow because I believe that God's taking this infection out of me, and it affects my stomach. I'm spitting up stuff that in my body tells me it's coming out, but I can't stop. I can't stop. I won't stop.
Amen. All right. God be the glory. God bless you. Thank you. The glory. Bless
you,
honor to God.
Thank you, Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. My Kodabakata. Yeah, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God, on today. I appreciate you.
Amen. This is for the Lord and God's people.
Amen. All right. Bless God for you. All right. Amen. If you're on the blog site, hit one on your dial. You got a question or comment, you're on the conference line, *6. Come right on in. We just thank God this morning.
Phenomenal morning to you, Apostle Simmons. And
God bless
Prophetess
you.
Simmons, King Simmons. This is Prophetess Tina. Sir, you said a confirming word when you said, God, we're not trying to fill the building. God wants us to fill the people. I just said those same words yesterday because I was asked, why do I keep doing conferences? Why don't I have a church? And I said, that's not what God called for me to do. It's not about building a church. It's about building the people. So I received that word that you released in that and confirming what God is doing in this season in my life. And I thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you and your lovely wife here. But I thank you for that. That was a powerful word. So I'm gonna sign it to you because you said that, sir.
All right. Amen. I bless you as well, woman of God. We're looking forward to come, amen, to your region, your city. We're looking, we're excited. Amen. Amen. The team is on the way. Amen. You know what, one of the things that I always say, Prophet, is, amen, that if you're not in the huddle, you know the play, to execute the play. So we're looking forward to coming, woman of God. Look out. The sinners will be in the house. So we bless the Lord. Amen. For Prophet Tina Rice and the conference in San Antonio, Texas, and next month with our spiritual leader, Dr. Matthews, and other kingdom leaders that will be a part of that great conference. So we're looking forward. Bless the Lord. Amen. All right. Woman of God, stay in the vein. Stay in the vein. Amen. God ain't through with you yet. He's not through with you yet. Amen. It's almost like, woman of God, I see you. I see you on this wheel. It almost reminds me of the potter's wheel. And you know that God is in the middle of the wheel. Amen. And when you own his potter's wheel, that means he's shaping, he's molding your life. That means he's moving out all of the clunks, all of the, he's purging out all of the stuff that will hinder your purpose and your destiny. That's why many people, you're unique, you're different. That's why many people don't understand you. They'll sit back from afar and try to figure you out. oh, God, just tell them when they ask you, just tell them, I'm a peculiar believer. God has chosen me for a time such as this. So, woman of God, you're in a powerful season. You're in a powerful season. Stay in it, flow in it. Amen. To God be the glory. Bless you on today. Amen. All right. To God be the glory. All right. Anyone else?
Man of God.
Lost, I hit one of you, God. God bless you.
It's Evangelist Tiffany again. Could I have Prophetess Tina release the sound in my stead as well?
Yes.
The powerful blower, too. Amen. She can put the sound out there and hallelujah, pierce some things in the atmosphere for my hearing as well.
Prophetess Tina.
You,
yes.
Yes, sir.
Bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bless you. I appreciate you doing that. Love you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah
stake your territory.
The glory, my God, fresh winds. I hear the Lord say, tell the prophets to prophesy to the four winds. Whatever state, whatever city, whatever region you're in, prophesy, prophets, prophesy. prophesy to the winds. My korabaka, riko ma kataba. East wind blow, shakaba. West wind blow, kraba koma kata. North wind blow, south wind blow, ma kaba. Rokoba, shiki kukaba, shiki. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Ah, ma koraba kata, yeka. Ma koraba kata ba, shikoraba. Riko ma, shiki tikaba ma,
can I release this word?
Yes, ma'am. Come on, woman of God.
Yes. With the date also being 8-20-2022, we're still walking in a double newness also, too. When you add those numbers up, we'll get 2-8 also, too. And then put them together, we will get 16, which turns into 7. So we're all walking into newness. Everything is new, double newness, new beginning. Everything is new, 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 and he's completing the old. So no one has no reason to be walking in the past of things, nor should they allow anybody to remind them of the old, because he's manifesting the new. And if we just keep our eyes focused on him, which is the one with the 16, with him, they would see doors open like never before. But these doors that are not opening to so many is because they're still trying to take old things in, old mindsets, old traditional ways, old conversations, old thoughts. Even when they're in the Word, they're stuck in old, and God wants to reveal new to them. So everyone just walk in this newness, walk in the newness, because the birthing is here and you need to be ready to push the baby out next month. God bless you and thank you, sir, for allowing me to release that.
Yes, Lord, receive that, woman of God. Receive that on today. Amen. Certainly he will, and he is doing a new thing. And that's why scripture always asks the question, shall you not know it? You have to know in this hour, amen, that God is doing something new for his people, in and through his people. And I certainly thank God, amen, for the prophetic relief on this morning. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Amen. To God be the glory. All right. Hallelujah. My Koraba. All right. Anyone else? Amen. You on blocks, I hit one on your dial. You on the conference line, star 6. Come right on in.
Good morning.
God bless you.
God bless you as well, Apostle, and much love to Prophetess Lady Simmons. I have something that's just going on in my spirit on this morning. I'm so glad that the Lord woke me up this morning to get on the line this morning, because I have truly enjoyed everything that I have heard on today, and even with the sound that was being released, there's going to be an awakening. And I remember saying on last Sunday during praise and worship, sound the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Sound the alarm. And I thank God, because God is raising up a remnant of people in this season for a reason. Every word that you released on this morning was a purpose and a reason. It was a pattern. And we have to realize what God is doing in this season. If we yield ourselves to his instructions, and I thank God, because God is doing a realigning, a repositioning, he's restoring, he's many things. And I thank God, because God is putting people in a position for those things to take place in their life. But that main word that you said in the beginning, repent, repent. When we get to the point to where we repent, and not only that, but get to that turning point, because you mentioned, if my people, many people speak of that scripture. They quote that scripture. But it makes you wonder if they really have the full understanding. Because he said, turn from. Many people are repenting daily because the word says it. But they have not gotten to that turning point yet. But man of God, I thank God for what I heard, because I love the word of God. Anybody that know me, they know I say it often. When the word of God is released, I mean the unadulterated word of God, I love it. I receive it because it does something for me. It's my lifeline, and it keeps me going. It keeps me alive. That's why I'm still here today. So I thank God for him speaking through you on today, and those that have made, given comments and everything. It blessed my soul. I thank God for it. Blessings to you, your wife. Blessings to Prophet Matthew, and to God be the glory for all of the things that he has done, the things that he is doing, and rejoicing for the things that he is about to do. God bless you.
God bless you as well, woman of God. So good to hear your voice, your sound. We certainly thank God for you. I'm telling you, you're so on it. One of the things that I'm learning on this journey, that when it comes to God, whether he's allowing the men of God to teach, preach, minister his written word, or whether it comes with the rhema, prophetic word. The word don't come, one of the things I said, the ministry, the word don't come to make us feel good. The word challenge us. The word causes us to think. It don't come to make us feel good. The word don't make us to be look good. The word causes us to become good, because everything God created was good. And I think sometimes people shun away when the unadulterated word of God is being ministered taught. I know many people say, well, It's how you present it, the message. If you as a believer, you have a kingdom mindset, the word, you take the word, you apply the word to your life, you will see the manifestation for your life. And one thing I said, our ministry, if you will hear, but he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, not the four walls of the building, but you. When you hear, you say, I receive it. Now, we don't receive everything, but we receive God's word. We receive it, and then we do what? We apply it. And when we apply it, those are the instructions that has been given by the word of God, by the man or the woman of God for your life. Many people don't apply the word woman of God. They might hear it, but do they really receive it and then apply it? We will see the manifestation of God for our lives, working for our lives, whether it's in relationships, whether it's finances, whether it's our health, all of the different things that we believe in God for. Many people think it's going to fall out of the sky. It don't work that way. You got to work the word, put the word on it. I told them the other time to put the word on it. Watch what the word would do. Amen? So bless you, woman of God. Good to hear you on today. Anyone else? You're on the block, so I hit one on your dial. You're on the conference line. Just start 6. Come right on in. All right. Well, we bless the Lord on today. All right. Administrator, any final words over there with you?
And that our lines are clear.
All right. To God be the glory again, people. God, don't forget you could be a blessing to this ministry. Certainly a ministry that's blessing many people, amen, around the world through, amen, the visionary and through other kingdom leaders that come on this conference line, amen, to bless people, amen. We certainly thank God, Dr. Wilkes blessing us on yesterday morning, the mother sent me on Thursday morning. We certainly thank God for the men and women of God that are truly divinely connected in this hour. Kingdom connection is powerful, y'all, amen, and you have to have a mind of the kingdom in order to connect with kingdom, amen, to get the power we need in the earth realm. Amen. Don't ride solo in this hour, people of God. The Bible says one could chase 1,000, two could put 10,000 in flight. Amen. If you think you can do it by yourself, you're in trouble. Amen. I'm telling you, I keep reminding the people, man, there's some things coming on the earth realm that people are not ready for. They thought, amen, that the pandemic was unprecedented. Amen. There's some things, not fear. It's just that the Bible is fulfilling in itself. Prophecy is fulfilling itself. Things are coming to pass, and they have to come to pass. Don't think that God will leave us in the dark. He will leave us ignorant to these things. Never say, where is God? God is always there. He's been sending, amen, warning. He's been sending instruction. Amen. He's given us his word. So all we got to do is tap into it. When we tap into it, we won't be ignorant concerning the things, amen, of the enemy, amen, or the things of God. We would know. So I just bless the Lord on this morning. Being a vessel, a mouthpiece for God to share with his people, amen, what God is saying in this hour. So we bless the Lord on today. Amen. I certainly thank God's wife, amen, my queen, Prophetess Simmons, amen, working alongside, amen, and covering me in prayer. Amen. We definitely need that in this hour, beloved. Amen. So I encourage each and every one of you, amen, especially to kingdom leaders, amen, because we know that the task is great. The assignment that is set before you, the woman of God said in her teaching on Thursday night, don't abort the assignment. Amen. Don't abandon the assignment. Many people abandon their post, their position, and their assignment. Amen. We got to hold on to that so we can see the manifestation of God working in the earth for family members. You know you believe in God for your children to come out of incarceration. You know you believe in God for your children to come out of the streets. You know you believe in God for your husband and your wife to get saved. All of these things, people of God, they are critical in this hour for the body of believers. Amen. This is not what we call a cliche. This is now a reality, amen, to really take on the kingdom mindset so that God can do what he needs to do in and through our lives in the earth realm that will bring glory to him. So we won't say we did it, but we say he done it. Amen. So I bless the Lord on today. All right. Administrative, you will give the gift, giving information for the people of God to be able to give to the man of God ministry.
Yes, sir. If you'd like to support the ministry through the website PayPal, it's www.werestoretheletteru.org. You can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can veil at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
All right, people of God, be a blessing. As I always say, you sow into a prophet, you reap a prophet's reward. Apostle Paul said, I've sown into your spiritual things to reap your carnal things. I'm telling you, sowing into good grounds. Amen. Put a mandate on that seed. Amen. And believe God. Amen. That he would give you the harvest that you're believing him for. All right. So we bless the Lord on today. Father, we thank you for what you said in this place. We thank you, God, for the release on today. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, again, there will be no backlash, no retaliation that will come by this word. God, we know many people are tired in their bodies, but we know the spirit, man, is willing. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would thrust them, propel them, God, even in the 12 days that we have left, even in this month of what many call new beginnings. God, we thank you for the time that you're pushing us into birth ideas, birth promises, birth purpose, birth, God, entrepreneurship, birth of the things, God, that you established for us in the earth realm. God, we decree, we declare it by faith, God, that no weapon formed against your people would be able to prosper. And God, I believe as your servant on today, I believe, God, you said in your word, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avail much. And God, as I pray, interceding and praying for the people of God, I pray, God, that they will take kingdom. I pray, God, that they will position themselves as a believer. And I pray, God, that it will posture their lives, God, that it will live right before you. And I decree and I declare it by faith that it is so. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, people of God, we love you. Thank God for you. And we say to you, go in the power and the strength of God's spirit on today. Have a powerful and phenomenal day in the Lord. And we say shalom in his courts is our prayer for you on today.
And peace, and may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and
to grace and power.
words for every woman, man.